Welcome in. Today we're building breakbeats for groovy vibes in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, aim straight at drum and bass and jungle style rolling drums. The big idea is this. In DNB, groove usually doesn't come from a crazy complicated pattern. It comes from how you treat a breakbeat. Micro timing, swing used with taste, ghost notes that you feel more than you hear, and then smart layering with tight one-shots so it still hits like a modern record. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 174 BPM loop built from a break, a two-layer system, where the break brings character and the one-shots bring punch, plus a simple way to turn that loop into a 16 to 32 bar section with real movement. And the best part is it's a workflow you can reuse every time. All right, let's set the foundation. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I'll park it at 174 BPM. Now create two tracks, one audio track called Break. One MIDI track called Drum Layer, like kick and snare. If you like working with returns, also make two return tracks, one for a short drum room and one for a tight delay. We'll use those later for controlled space. Quick mindset shift before we touch a sample. The break is not your kick drum. The break is texture, vibe, and movement. Your layered one-shots are what translate on club systems and keep the drop stable. Now step one. Pick a break and warp it properly. Drag your breakbeat onto the break audio track. Go into clip view and turn warp on. Warp mode matters a lot here. If you want crisp transient control, use beats mode. That's usually my default for classic crunchy breaks. Set preserve to transients to start, transient loop mode forward, and set the envelope somewhere around 25 to 45. Lower is tighter. Higher gets chatterer, sometimes too crispy. But here's a coach note that saves time. Don't assume preserve transients is always best. If your hats feel spitty, try Preserve 1/16. It can smooth cymbals into a more continuous texture while still keeping the rhythm intact. And if warping makes the cymbals facey or weird, try Complex, not Complex Pro. Complex can sometimes keep the vibe without the extra artifacts. You can always add transient punch back later with drum bus. Now, find the real first downbeat of the break, the first kick that truly feels like bar 1. Right-click and choose Warp from here, straight. Then check that bar 1 is actually bar 1. Do a quick listening test. Solo the break and listen for the snare hitting consistently on beats 2 and 4. Indeed, NB, that backbeat is your anchor. If that's drifting, fix the warp markers now. This is one of those moments where 60 seconds of patience saves you 30 minutes later. Cool. Step 2. Convert the break into playable slices. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. And use Slice to Drum Rack as your starting preset. Now you've got a drum rack full of hits mapped across pads, and a MIDI clip triggering those slices. This is where groove becomes controllable, because now you're not stuck with the break's original exact playback. You can resequence it, rearrange it, and still keep the break's fingerprint. Next, step 3. Build a rolling two-step spine. This is where a lot of intermediate producers either overcomplicate or skip the backbone and wonder why the loop feels messy. We're going to make a simple, confident skeleton. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. Find the main kick slice and the main snare slice in your rack. Program the spine like this. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beat 2. Snare on beat 4. Optionally add a little pickup kick somewhere before beat 3 or on the end of 3, depending on the break and the vibe. Even if the break is busy, that spine gives your listener something to lock onto. Your bass line will also love you for this. Now step 4. Make it roll with micro timing and ghost notes. This is the vibe section. We're aiming for movement that feels like it's pulling you forward, not a stiff march on the grid. Start with ghost snares. Add a very low velocity snare hit, just before the main snare. A common placement is a 16th note before beat 2 and before beat 4. If you want it extra sneaky, nudge it even closer, like a 30-second feel, but don't overdo it. Keep ghost velocities subtle, around 20 to 45. If you can clearly hear them as extra snares, they're too loud. Ghost notes should feel like footsteps behind the main hit. Next, shuffle the hats. You can use hat slices from the break itself, or add extra hat fragments. The trick is selective off-grid placement. Not everything needs to be late, but one or two hats leaning back can make the whole loop feel relaxed and groovy. Now microshifts. Pick a few non-essential hits, usually hats or small ghost bits, and nudge them late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. If you're thinking in MIDI grid terms, that's like 1 to 3 tiny ticks, depending on your zoom. The goal is lean back, not late and sloppy. One practical Ableton tip: turn on fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the notes you're actually using. It keeps your brain focused on groove decisions instead of staring at 128 empty lanes. Also, a big coaching principle here, separate timing groove from hit choice. If the loop isn't grooving, don't immediately start swapping slices and rearranging pads for 20 minutes. First adjust timing feel with nudges and groove. Then, once it swings right, decide if you need alternate snare or hat slices. Timing fixes more than people think. Now step 5. Use groove pool like a pro. Open the groove pool in the left panel. You've got two good options. You can grab an MPC dish swing or shuffled 16th groove from the browser. Or, and this is powerful, you can extract groove from the original break. Right-click the audio break clip and choose Extract Groove. Now apply that groove to your MIDI clip. Start gentle. Timing around 10 to 30%. Random around 2 to 8%. Velocity around 5 to 20%. That velocity part is huge for breakbeat feel because it creates the illusion of a drummer's hands, not a printer. And remember, DDNB hates too much swing. This audio version is shortened for playback.